Are you ready to run?
You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We help connect all the dots between family, career, faith, and life, and we do it in less than 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prude Jr.
This week, we're talking about the 10 essential traits of a godly spouse. We're taking a look at 10 separate traits for men and 10 separate traits for women. Today, we're on number 3. The number 3 trait on our list for a godly woman is that a godly woman earns and protects her husband's trust. Proverbs 31:11 says, "The heart of her husband safely trusts in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life." From the time they're infants, men are taught to suppress their feelings. They're told, "Don't cry, that's for sissies. Don't get too emotional, that's for girls." A man is a walking poker hand, having been trained to conceal his thoughts and emotions against a world that may ridicule him and shoot down his dreams before they have a chance to take root. However, men want and really need someone that they can share their innermost feelings with. They need that release valve. But the last thing they want is to share their feelings with someone who is a blabbermouth or even worse, a gossip. Ladies, if you want emotional intimacy with your man, show him that you can keep your mouth shut. Let him know that his secrets are safe with you. Once he sees that, he'll open up. Trust me. When he openly shares his dreams with others, then feel free to be a vocal supporter. But if he doesn't share it openly, then neither should you. By the way, ladies, if you're a talkative, gossipy, busybody person by nature, and you hang out with chatty, gossipy friends, then you have absolutely zero chance of pulling this off. You can't be trusted to keep a secret in one scenario and love the taste of gossip in another. It's just another take on the whole "can a tree produce both bitter and sweet fruit" thing. The third thing on our list of essential traits for a godly man is this: a godly man is not a sexual pervert. Proverbs 5:16-19 says, "Let them be yours alone, never to be shared with strangers. May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth. A loving doe, a graceful deer, may her breast satisfy you always. May you ever be intoxicated with her love." A godly man does not watch pornography. A godly man doesn't buy porn magazines. He doesn't have a pinup calendar of bikini-clad women on his walls. He doesn't go to strip clubs. All of his sexual interests, fantasies, and needs are fulfilled in one place, in the arms of his wife. And by the way, wife is spelled W-I-F-E, not G-I-R-L-F-R-I-E-N-D. Furthermore, a godly man sees his role in intimacy as one of pleasing his wife. His priority is to make sure she is satisfied in the sexual experience. He's not in a selfish race to get there first, wherever there happens to be. A godly man doesn't try to force his wife into performing sexual acts that demean her or that she's uncomfortable with. If you're not married, a godly man will not try to coerce you into any kind of act that results in sexual fulfillment. Sexual fulfillment with another person before marriage is called fornication. No matter how you get there, it's still fornication. A godly man will always seek to understand, respect, and protect the sensual feminine godly nature of his partner. That's our time for today. Remember, the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. I always like to close the podcast with a prayer. Heavenly Father, may each step forward today be taken with humility. May each glance backwards be seen through mercy. May we bear our pains in truth and release them to you in faith. May your light guide us away from darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to our souls. Let our eyes see the wonders hidden in every moment. Give us wisdom beyond ourselves. May our words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. Strengthen our hands for the task set before us today. May your thoughts become our thoughts. May your ways become our ways. With your hand on our head and your name in our heart, help us run well and finish strong. Have an absolutely great day. I'll see you at the finish line.
The Run to the Finish podcast is a production production of Centermark, an organization with a mission to develop the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We welcome you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and podcast host, Carl Pruitt Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day. Available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.